Focus, brought to you by Shannon Airport, along with three daily direct flights from the US.
You're very welcome back. 086 1800 964 for your thoughts on what we're talking about this morning. If there's anything happening in your area as well today, we'd of course love to hear from you. But now a story that I don't love sharing with you because it's a very worrying one indeed. It comes following a survey that has been carried out which has found that nearly one in five children in first class, so what, 7, 8 years old thereabouts, in primary school have spoken to a stranger on the internet. The Digital Trend Report was compiled by Irish startup Zico, which is based at Nova UCD. Joe Kenny is its founder. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So you've visited, as I see, for the details of your survey, over 45 schools across the country. You've spoken with over 2,200 children about their online activities. And this is a very worrying finding, certainly, it seems.
I suppose, when we go to seminars and we speak to parents and we present these findings, the parents are alarmed. But what it does do is it gives schools and parents an objective insight into what their kids are doing online. And what we do at Zico is we provide resources for parents and teachers to empower their children to protect their children online.
The figure I mentioned was for the youngest children you've spoken to in first class, but you've spoken with older children as well. What have the general trends been?
Well, I suppose in relation to children speaking with or playing against strangers online, as the children get older, the number of children interacting with strangers online increases. So, for example, with sixth class, it would be up as high as 54%. So when we go into schools and we talk to the kids, one of the things we speak to them about is that their virtual world friends have to be their real world friends. And the example we use is that whoever they're connected with online, they have to know from their class. It has to be a brother or a sister or a cousin or perhaps somebody that they know, a neighbour from where their house is based.
And do you think the children are listening to and heeding that message? Your evidence suggests, well, I hope there's a change in behaviour after they hear from you, but your evidence suggests they've been slow to listen to it so far.
Yeah, I suppose what we're also starting to understand is the age that children go online is getting younger and younger. So what we know from this, from our statistics, is that they start to go online around 8 and 9 years old. And really what we're trying to do is create awareness with parents and teachers in order to, embed behaviours with younger kids so that they have the tools to protect themselves online as they get older.
Where are these children talking with strangers online? Is it chat rooms or is it social media?
Yeah, well, so interestingly, we know that the top apps and games that kids are using are YouTube, Minecraft, Instagram, Snapchat. So it's on the social network sites or games with a social element. So, for example, when we talk about online gaming, there's a social element to online gaming, and kids are using headsets to play against their friends predominantly, but sometimes they're playing against strangers. And anecdotally, we know that from what the kids tell us in the schools is when they're playing against strangers, if somebody loses, then the abuse starts flying and then you end up in kind of a cyberbullying situation, which is not great for anybody.
Of course, and that one of the problems I'm sure that anecdotally you're hearing about, are there others as well?
Pardon me, sorry, I missed that.
Are there other problems? Are there other... I mean, we know of incidents online where people with sick minds have pretended to be other people and...
Totally, yeah. So what we talked to the kids about stranger danger. And I thought it was very interesting when we asked the kids in the classes that question, what the examples they always give us are real-world examples. They don't give us examples about the virtual world. So they understand the concept of stranger danger within the context of the real world, but not within the context of the virtual world. I suppose the instance of stranger danger are small in numbers, but have huge implications for families that it happens to.
One of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you this morning, Joe, I must admit, some of the figures, the fact that so many children at such a young age have spoken with strangers online was surprising. But in general, I'm surprised because I thought that the message on this was just well known by parents in particular at this stage, that you need to supervise whatever your children are doing on the internet.
I suppose, interestingly, when we talk to parents at the evening seminars on online safety that we give, we get a sense that parents have a sense of helplessness. So parents feel that they don't have the knowledge to basically educate their children about online safety. But what we would say there, and we had an article in the Irish Times yesterday, one of our key messages was that parents are far more equipped and far more, obviously more mature to make informed decisions about online behaviour than their children. And parents, although let's say children know how to navigate apps better than parents, the parents are in a better position to make informed decisions.
They'll see the potential pitfalls and dangers.
Oh, totally, totally. They understand that. Whereas when we ask questions, certain questions to children in the classes, they don't fully understand the questions. So for example, one question we'd ask kids is, do you know what a digital footprint is? And of all the schools we've gone to, we don't get objective answers for that question.
So if my listeners this morning are parents and they're worried that their children are doing what we're talking about today, okay, yet they feel helpless, give them some advice.
Well, what I would say to them is this, is to actively engage with your children about their online behaviour. So what that really means is keep the channels of communication open in order to understand what your kids are doing online. And I suppose an interesting statistic that sticks in my mind is that we surveyed one school in Dublin and of 245 kids, and they were using 145 different games, social network sites and web pages. And really what that says to me is that there's a huge amount of information that parents may feel that they have to be on top of. But what I would suggest to parents to do is, as their parenting digital challenges come up, that they go online and they do a quick search in order to inform themselves about the specific issue, and then basically empower themselves to actually deal with that, learn as a family and move on together.
Okay. And then in terms of the schools themselves, finally, Joe, and the likes of yourselves in Zico, yes, is enough being done to try and get the message through to children? It was never, when I was in primary school and when most of my listeners are in primary school, this wasn't even being dreamt about. But obviously, clearly, there needs to be education about it now. Is it happening?
I think it is. But equally, I think we need to increase the awareness around, let's say, online safety. Because if we think about it, technology changes so quickly that we always need to keep abreast of those changes in order to be informed and to protect our children online. And that's really the primary reason why we wrote the Zico Internet Safety Guide, which is really the foundation for our Kickstarter campaign, where we're trying to raise €5,000 in order to put a digital copy of the guide into every primary school in Ireland. So I would ask your listeners this morning if they could assist us in our goal and in our challenge, and to help keep kids safe online.
And you're Googling Zico, Z-E-E-K-O, and Kickstarter there for that one, should find it, I'm sure. Yes. Joe Kenny of Zico, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gavin. Good morning.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.